Our next patient is Marilyn Fleming Williams. Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, Marilyn. Fleming, F-L-E-M-I-N-G, Fleming Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, Marilyn Fleming Williams. Date of birth, 3/11/66. Date of visit, 6/4/26. Please make a copy for Ashley Klein. Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Klein, C-L-I-N-E, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph, dear Ashley, thank you for sending Marilyn Williams for evaluation. Nay, first person illness. This is a this is a 60-year-old female who has had a history of a persistent cough for over 6 months, has tried various treatments including bronchodilators, antibiotics and steroids without much benefit, period. The patient has coughing spells while at work, and she has not had any chest pains, fevers, chills and night sweats. Denies any sputum production, has no history of hemoptysis. Reflux symptoms. The patient has been on the albuterol inhaler as needed. The most recent chest x-ray done on 1/15/25 showed no active infiltrates. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension and history for recurrent bronchitis. She has had nasal allergies and has had depression. And also has hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient does not smoke. No alcohol use. He works in rehab. Next paragraph. Family history, mother died. Let's see, mother is in good health. Father died of cancer. The prostate. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No double vision, cataracts, glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed. No urinary frequency or flank pains. She has coughing spells and wheezing. And no shortness breath. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or rectal bleeding. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain or palpitations. There's no depression or anxiety. Denies bruising. No joint pains or muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Losartan 50 milligrams daily. Zepbound 2.5 milligrams injection weekly. Hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily. next physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged female has alert, no acute distress. No pallor, sadness, is icterus, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 124/70. Pulse is 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 188, saturation 99. HNT, anomalous pupils reactive, sclerovascular, throat is mildly injected, nasal mucus edematous. Neck supple, no venous distension, trachea, midline, and thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds at the periphery and scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. The flux is 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions and noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough is reactive airways disease. Number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3, allergic rhinitis. Next paragraph, plan the patient. I've been advised to get a CBC. BMPIG level, total eosinophil count. And a complete pulmonary function study, then a CT chest without contrast. So we'll continue with the Bentyl and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And use Thessalon pearls, 200 milligrams TIDPRN. And a follow-up visit here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Ashley Klein. Klein APRN. Thank you.